The Science of Discworld 4, Judgment Day, by Terry Pratchett, Ian Stewart and Jack Cohen. Read by Michael Fenton-Stevens and Stephen Briggs. Prologue. Worlds, Disc and Round. There is a sensible way to make a world. It should be flat, so that no one falls off accidentally unless they get too near the edge, in which case, it's their own fault. It should be circular, so that it can revolve sedately to create the slow progression of the seasons. It should have strong supports, so that it doesn't fall down. The supports should rest on firm foundations. To avoid an infinite regression, the foundations should do what foundations are supposed to do, and stay up of their own accord. It should have a sun, to provide light. This sun should be small and not too hot, to save energy, and it should revolve around the disk to separate day from night. The world should be populated by people, since there is no point in making it if no one is going to live there. Everything should happen because people want it to, magic, or because the power of story, narrativium, demands it. This sensible world is Discworld. Flat, circular, held up by four world-bearing elephants standing firmly on the back of a giant space-faring turtle, and inhabited by ordinary humans, wizards, witches, trolls, dwarves, vampires, golems, elves, the Tooth Fairy, and the Hogfather. But there is also a stupid way to make a world, and sometimes that is necessary.